Good morning. It is Saturday, the 5th of December, and no, I'm not a DJ. I'm just a bit awake today because I've actually managed to finally get some 12 hours sleep. Usually I sleep about 2 to 3 hours a night, so this is like the equivalent of a week's sleep for me. But as you can hear, I've still got a very sore throat. Anyway, it's Saturday, the 5th of December, and the reason I'm doing this audio boo is because I've just literally done two things. The first thing I usually do in the morning before anything is I actually switch on the news, whether it's on my iPhone or on the TV or the radio, because I always like to be literally briefed about what's happened whilst I've been asleep. And the first thing I've actually come across is that the murder trial of Meredith Kerriger has finally concluded, with the two people being prosecuted, Amanda Knox and Raphael Siliciato, I don't know how to pronounce his surname, but both have been found guilty of the murder of Meredith Kerriger. Amanda was sentenced to 25 years imprisonment, and Raphael 26. The reason that I'm kind of audio booing this is because I've also just turned on Facebook. I don't usually do that in the morning, but I've had four offers from people saying, please release Amanda Knox. Amanda Knox is innocent. The other one was Justice for Amanda, and the other one was Boycott Everything Italian because there's been a grave injustice against Amanda Knox. Now, I've been following this case quite closely. I mean, if you haven't heard of it, the basic thing is that a 21-year-old British student was over in Italy, kind of working, and they found her body. She was murdered, and basically two people were implicated as being the possible offenders in this case, one being Amanda, one being Raphael. A few weeks later, there was a third person who actually pleaded guilty and was sentenced to 30 years imprisonment, I believe, about a year ago. But the whole trial was really about Amanda Knox. It's kind of she I don't know. I mean, every time I saw her, it kind of turned into a bit of a showbiz event in the end. It's, you know, that all eyes were on her, just the way she acted, the way she kind of came across in the courtroom. It was somebody that was overconfident, somebody that really kind of oozed a craving to be, you know, in the public eye. And the whole thing just kind of blew up out of proportion, really. It's it became the Amanda Knox show. And I'm kind of stunned that there are some people out there on Facebook that are really that blind to kind of remember or even think about why she's there in the first place. I mean, a 21-year-old British student was murdered, you know. Parents have lost a daughter, brother and sister have lost a sister. It just doesn't really kind of make sense about, you know, why this Amanda Knox, who has been found guilty, is suddenly been, you know, she kind of overshadows the actual reasoning behind why she was there in the first place. This isn't going to go away. It's going to kind of rage on and on because, like I said, it became a bit of a kind of a showbiz trial in the end. Personally, I'm kind of glad that it's over because, you know, at least Meredith's family can now get over the hardship of the pain, and you know that now that the three people who were arrested have been found guilty, I think that they can actually now start moving on with their lives. I'm just kind of really a bit shocked that some people are very, I mean, reading some of the comments in this group, I'm kind of questioning the mentality and the intellect of these people. I mean, one guy said, you know, everyone should start beating up Italians because Amanda Knox was found guilty. She should have been tried in America. And I'm thinking, why? She caused the crime in Italy. She was arrested in Italy. She was tried in Italy. And she will serve her punishment in Italy. That's what is called the law. And I think in some instances like this, the law actually exceeds reality. And I'd, like I said, I just hope that Meredith's family can now, you know, kind of mourn her. They can actually get some closure in this huge event in their lives. I hope that they can kind of hopefully move on with their lives, but obviously they'll never forget what happened. And personally, I hope that any attempt to actually either move Amanda to America or even get her retried is kind of turned down, because Italy has a very strong judicial system. It's very very modern. It's not based on kind of, you know, very old, out-of-date systems like some countries.